Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Last Thursday, Mr. Raghav Bail, a prominent media baron, the founder of the popular website Quint and the founder of TV18, a news network that was finally sold to Reliance Industries Limited by him in the year 2014. He was subjected to what he called a grueling income tax raid that lasted for 23 hours. His residence was searched, his offices were searched. His wife and mother, as he says, were confined. They were not allowed to communicate. They were denied any access to cell phones or the need to take advice from consultants. They were questioned. His staff was questioned. Statements were recorded on note and backups were taken of data on cell phones and of computers. I'm sure they would have also examined the books of accounts and other records of Mr. Raghav Bail's companies. The raid lasted for 23 hours. The Income Tax Department says that the reason for the raid was Mr. Raghav Bail's bogus claim for deduction of long-term capital gains of rupees 100 crores. A claim that Mr. Raghav Bail clearly denies. Mr. Bail is a media baron in his own right, as I said, and he is a member of the Executive Council of the Editors Guild of India. He has also been a trenchant critic of the present government, and that is what raised questions about the motives for the income tax raid against him on a point which is very debatable. The raid was thus termed to be a motivated one and one which is meant to curb the freedom of the press. It obviously hit national headlines. Now, before we get into the motives of the raid and its justification and whether the raid was a bona fide one, let me tell you, in any income tax raid, certain uniform standard procedures are followed. And what are those procedures? As soon as a raid commences, people are confined because the department needs to ensure that nothing is destroyed or whisked away. Thus, persons being confined, persons being denied access to any communication facilities, persons being denied rights to even communicate with their consultants, staff being interrogated, statements being recorded on oath, questioning being done about transactions, about assets and liabilities, backup data being taken of computers, cell phones, etc., and even third parties being summoned are very routine procedures. These are very wide-ranging powers that any income tax raid comes with. But then, let me also tell you, there are wide-ranging powers of the seniors of the Income Tax Department to ensure that these powers are not misused. They are also under a surveillance while the raid takes place. So, if Mr. Raghav Bail complains or says that it was a grueling 23 hours, let me tell you, he was not subjected or his staff or family was not subjected to anything extraordinary or abnormal. These are normal procedures that take place when an income tax raid takes place in any case, whether it's on a small entrepreneur or a big entrepreneur, whether it is on a low profile entrepreneur or a high profile entrepreneur like Mr. Raghav Bail. The question then is, what was the motive for the raids? Was the raid justified? Let's get into that, which is the real reason for our today's episode. An income tax raid generally takes place when there is very direct information that a person is hiding information, is hiding undisclosed assets, the person has evaded taxes, the person is likely to destroy incriminating evidence or undisclosed assets that he may have earned by way of tax evasion. It also takes place where the Income Tax Department has a very direct feeling or reason to believe that a party will be non-cooperative or might even run away. It is in these circumstances that an income tax raid is conducted. An income tax raid is not conducted or is not supposed to be conducted when the issue is a debatable or a contentious one. In this case, there are no such allegations that Mr. Bail was not cooperating or he would have run away or he was hiding something or there were chances that he will not cooperate with the department. He did not have any such allegations. There is no reason to believe that. He is a person with deep-rooted interests in India and there is certainly no reason he would have created a situation to justify a raid for these reasons. He was subjected to a raid for a very debatable issue. a debatable issue whether his claim for long-term capital gains tax exemption was a bogus one. That was a debatable issue. And debatable issues can be sorted out, or they have to be assessed by way of summoning the person to the income tax department and not by the department visiting his premises. He could have been summoned, his consultants would have been summoned, he would have been asked to give further information, data or documents, and I'm sure with the kind of business interest he has, compliance would have taken place. So, when it is a debatable issue, however much the department may have its strong opinions about the taxability or otherwise of the transaction concerned, either it is sorted out during the course of the assessment proceedings or it is sorted out by the judicial authorities, for which India has a very clear hierarchy. It is a known fact that during the course of the raid on Mr. Bell, there is no statement made by the department that incriminating assets or evidence were found during the course. In other words, it means the search was only pursuant to the department's contention that his claim for long-term capital gain tax is bogus. That does not justify an income tax raid on a person. Debatable issues are a matter of courts and appellate authorities and not a matter of conducting a raid. That amounts to actually raising questions. Was the motive of the raid meant to be an income tax issue or was it something else? Such kind of an intimidating action, when it looks that it is not for an income tax related matter, it does raise questions and it does raise allegations that the search was motivated or meant to curb the freedom of the press. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.